Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so enjoy those on us. We've got live streams, including the broadband version of the show and the dial-up version as well, both for free at freetalklive.com. I said we were going to talk about the Naked Rambler. We started that story over the weekend. We never got quite all the way through it. It's such a good story. I don't know if you've covered this on your show, Gardner.
No idea. I'm surprised. I'll be looking forward to this.
We will talk about him, but first we go to the phone calls. It is Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey,
on Gardner. Your mind?
Hey, Matt.
Last hour you had Ziggy from England talking about Star Trek, and I wanted to know a couple of things. First off, in the Doctor Who episode where you mentioned them talking about Libertarian, which Doctor was that?
That was the fourth Doctor, played by Tom Baker,
the real Doctor, the most famous of all Doctors.
The real Doctor, the only one. No, there was a lot of other ones.
Yeah, he's the one who broke it in the U.S., and boy, he was great.
Right, he was probably the best.
You got him, man.
Have you ever heard of a show called Blake's Seven?
Blake Seven, certainly have. Blake Seven, very similar to Firefly in many ways, produced by...
Yes, and it was the other one I was going to mention, Firefly.
Is that another British show?
Yeah, it was a British show created by the guy who created the Daleks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was
a good show. The premise was that a man had been unjustly convicted of a crime.
Yeah.
And they were transporting him, and something happened to the ship, and he was able to gain control of a very highly sophisticated spaceship and spent his time running away from government authority.
It was great. It was excellent.
It was really, really
good.
With
quite an ending. I won't give it away, but boy, if people get a chance.
Oh, give it away. Nobody's going to go out there and dig that thing up.
It's cool. It's a very, very cool story.
Yes, that was a good one. I never really considered the Star Trek. When you talk about Star Trek being a communist fascist system, are you talking about... Mm-hmm. The Next Generation and the whole series, or are you just talking about the first with Kirk?
Well, the Federation itself, under Gene Roddenberry's idea, was supposed to be analogous to the United Nations. And as much as they tried to open it up and show civilian life in shows like The Next Generation and things like Deep Space Nine, I don't think they were ever really able to get away. Just because of the structure of the show, you're really seeing them mostly on duty, and you don't really learn very much else about how the system works. But you do know one thing. They've got this giant government called the United Federation of Planets, and they have these spaceships, and they're supposedly for exploration, but you don't learn enough about the way the civilian or the society works to even realize that there is any society. And I think it's really portrayed as the Federation is all. I don't know if you have a different take.
No, I don't. I just never really thought of it. I always thought about it as being a very militaristic show.
Yeah,
it was all about protection.
Yeah, I never really thought of it that much when I was a kid, because it was just the adventures and you know, guys going out and they had a spaceship and they could blow stuff up, and that was cool, you know. But as I got older, and especially when I worked at Star Trek, they were great people there, and I just really enjoyed those folks. But it was very interesting because Gene Roddenberry had died, and yet I was being prevented from proposing something because of one of Gene Roddenberry's orders. Mm. So that was a weird
private
sort of
property.
The guy, you know, his stipulations were that way. One of the fascinating things about Star Trek is that when you look at the varying societies and things like that, in order to do a story, and in fact, Jerry Taylor said this to me, when they got rid of money, when they weren't going to have any money, she even said to me, she goes, "Gard, you have no idea the headaches that not being able to have money has caused us."
I bet.
And I was like, yeah, tell that to the American people who have their dollar inflated all the time.
No kidding. It's interesting to me because I write science fiction.
All right.
And I never really think about writing in government aspect or libertarian aspect. It's more of a personal, spiritual type of thing with me.
Interesting.
And it's just, you know, maybe I should start writing some of that stuff into my novel.
Yeah, you can get the themes in there. I think one of the best examples is probably one of our big heroes is F. Paul Wilson. He can get it in, and if you can do it from the perspective of a particular character, It really helps out, or show something that happens that makes somebody react and realize that the system itself is unsupportable. That's great. It really adds to the drama.
And it never hurts to fight the man in, as far as your antagonist and protagonist.
That's kind of like what my next book is going into. I shouldn't say science fiction because it's more a fantasy realm. Kind of like what my next book is going into.
Well, I mean, Terry Goodkind, of course, has done it successfully in the fantasy realm as well. So it's certainly doable. Matt, thanks for the call.
You get it done. Send me an email over at gman@libertyconspiracy.com. Maybe we'll get you on my show and talk a little bit. It'd be fun.
Oh, you want to? If you want, I can tell you about the present book I have out if you want to.
Yeah, drop me an email. We'll see if we can get you on.
Very cool.
What was the email?
It's gman@libertyconspiracy.com.
Solid. Thanks, Matt. 800-259-9231. Oh, as an aside, we were talking last hour about the VHS Betamax conflict, and I did some digging over the news break just to see if my instincts were right, and yes. In fact, I was actually wrong about how many minutes a Betamax tape could hold. In the beginning, it wasn't 90 minutes, but 60 minutes. Mm. So at its release, Betamax, which did come out first, by the way, it was first hit the market, only could handle an hour's recording. Whereas VHS, when it was released, could handle two. Now, of course, technological innovations and that sort of thing over time extended Betamax to up to, I think it was 5 hours by the time everything was said and done. But by that time, VHS had gone up to 10 hours. So JVC, the creator of VHS, always had sort of the nose on Sony as far as length of tape. And
that's important. If you're talking about Betamax was 90 minutes max, they couldn't put some full film.
60 right out the bat. It was 60 out the door.
And
they got it better. And here's the interesting part, is in order to get Betamax more competitive with VHS, they had to sacrifice 10 of their lines of resolution. So in the beginning, Betamax was a little bit higher resolution than VHS, but not much. Not enough really to be noticeable necessarily, and consumers aren't so much concerned about that. I mean, that's what this is from the Wikipedia article. Consumers, they were more interested in recording time than image quality, and because they were pretty much the same level of image quality, consumers couldn't really tell the difference. And so clearly they chose VHS for obvious reasons. But when Beta wanted to extend their recording time, they had to sacrifice those 10 lines of resolution that separated them from VHS. So essentially, you had, they lengthened their recording time, but their picture quality dropped. And then
at that point, they were just a bigger, bulkier cassette.
Well, actually, VHS was bigger, as I understood it.
Really? I thought the Beta was bigger.
The dimensions were a little bit different. But nonetheless, the fact is JVC had them, right out the gate with the VHS as far as recording time, and so market share started going into JVC's camp, and Beta just, they
didn't make it. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, that's how it works. 800-259-9231. We go to Trey in Austin. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Trey? Austin? Going once?
Heard something.
Trey in Austin? Going twice? Now, we'll try him back if he's still there in a little bit. So, I said we were going to talk about the Naked Rambler. We started the story over the weekend, and I thought it was so good we needed to finish it.
Is that a takeoff of the Stones song, Midnight? No?
No, he's actually a man who rambles, in that meaning that, he walks from place to place, and he's naked.
Where is he from?
Well, the
somewhere
United Kingdom.
UK?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure exactly where he's from because he goes all around. But in this case, apparently,
he rambles round and round and round.
Right. Apparently, the people in Edinburgh don't really take too kindly to the Naked Rambler. In fact, they decided to put him in jail as a result of being naked, and they've now charged him with contempt because he won't put clothes on to go to court.
He just spends all his time naked.
I guess.
Presumably.
I can't imagine it. Maybe they have warmer jails over in Edinburgh, but from what I understand, it's
pretty chilly up there.
It's pretty cold in jail.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he was charged with contempt, and this charge dates all the way back to December of 2005. The 48-year-old was not in the courtroom to hear his sentence as he refused to put his clothes on. He'd been delayed after his sentence had been delayed after his lawyers challenged 4 separate contempt findings. Appeal court judges rejected his appeal earlier this month. He had claimed that to appear in court naked did not amount to contempt, and I don't see how it does. That's how he prefers to be. He was born naked. We're going to continue this story. 800-259-9231. If you think it should be, he should be able to be slapped with a contempt charge and basically held indefinitely in prison, for refusing to put on clothes, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ted Anderson from Midas. December 14, 2007, gold 789.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 813.86. 401.15 for half, 258 for quarter. That's 813.86, 401.15, and 258. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
Angar.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And did I mention it's totally free? That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. We're talking about the Naked Rambler. He is a man who's sitting in an Edinburgh prison. That's Edinburgh, Scotland. Just so you can be aware, this is across the pond. But this could very well happen here in America. So, you know, don't think that this is an unusual story. In fact, we know somebody that was being held in a prison cell for not wanting to cooperate with the authorities. And this story rings a lot of bells for me.
Yeah.
Because it sounds an awful lot like what happened to Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire. And if you missed that story, you can go to our website and go to our guest page. You can download the interviews there with Lauren and you can learn all about that. But let me continue the story here from Scotland. He's been sitting in jail for quite a while now on a contempt of court charge. They're claiming that he has contempt for the court because he apparently, when they want him to come to court, he refuses to put clothes on. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to understand, when he was arrested, he didn't have clothes on either. So it's not like he's just decided to stop wearing clothes because of the government. He just doesn't really care that much for clothes. He's the Naked Rambler. He walks around with a backpack on, naked.
And that's what he does, right? Naked Rambler.
Right.
There you go.
Now, I guess you've just made the statement that he was arrested with no clothes on, so you're sort of drawing the logical conclusion that because he was arrested with no clothes, they should be able to try him with no clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so then what if somebody decided that, you know, they got arrested for something else?
Mm-hmm.
Could they then come to court, demand to come to court naked? Or is it just because this guy got arrested for being naked?
No, I was just pointing that out. Yeah, I think that if you want to come to court naked, then, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's your deal.
Yeah.
His counsel said Gove, this is the man's name, Gove, believed that to be naked in public, Stephen Gove, by the way, naked in public was a fundamental freedom, and that nakedness was an aspect of his personal autonomy. Mm. He called for the findings of contempt and the penalties imposed to be quashed. However, his arguments were rejected by 5 appeal court judges. Following that decision, Mr. Gove had been due to appear before the sheriff on Friday for sentence. However, defense lawyer John Good told the sheriff that his client was in the cells and was refusing to dress for his appearance. Sheriff Mackey said he's not an unintelligent man, has he been able to read the appeal court decision. Mr. Good said his client had seen the ruling, but maintained his position. Clearly, this is a man who is naked on principle. He's not just trying to be a jerk.
Mm.
The sheriff said the decision of the 5 judges clearly showed that her initial finding of contempt had been correct. It was a matter of regret, she said, that Gove persisted in his contemptuous behavior. He has spent nearly 19 months in prison since May of 2006.
Wow.
On each occasion, he has refused to wear clothes when released at the end of his sentence and been arrested when he entered a public area. So what'll happen is, like our friend Lauren, who, again, was also in jail for the silliest of reasons, because she didn't want to participate with the system, eventually they get tired of having her there, and they'll release her. Well, Lauren's wearing clothes when she gets released, so she doesn't have a problem actually getting off the grounds of the prison or the jail. In this guy's case, they release him, and as soon as he walks off the jail property, he's naked in public.
Naked.
Well, I don't think he's wearing clothes when he gets released. So they let him out, and then he violates the nakedness law or whatever again, and they rearrest him and put him right back in. This is madness.
It's so bizarre, but I'm not sure that I don't know what I expect from the authorities in this particular circumstance. I mean, if the Naked Rambler can go to court naked, Ian, then anybody could go to court naked.
So,
and then court is naked.
So,
you're as naked as you want to be at least.
So,
in court.
You're not making a point.
I'm not making a point.
What's wrong if somebody's naked?
I think that there's a certain level of contempt showing up naked at court. I don't think that that's inaccurate. I think it's showing a certain level of contempt for the court. Would you say that you have contempt for the court?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Because people have to actually earn my respect.
The courts don't
deserve respect.
The point is made then. I mean, the judge simply says there's contempt.
This guy,
the man with contempt for the court supports the man with contempt for the court.
But he's always naked.
Sounds logical.
He's always naked.
I get that. And I can kind of see the point that because he was arrested naked for being naked,
right,
that perhaps they could try him naked. But... I think
contempt charge is
specific question. Well, I don't
BS every single time. The contempt charge
nonsense.
I think if they feel it's requisite to get the guy out of the public because he's naked,
mm-hmm,
so they have to arrest him because he's naked, and they have to bring him to court. And they're not bringing him to court. They're saying he's in contempt of court because,
right,
of, okay, well, you know, if that's the case, then I think your logic does sound pretty reasonable. But there is that overriding factor where, in their eyes, they had to get him out of the public streets. But they don't necessarily have to move him into the court and not charge him with contempt of court.
Well, they probably don't have the same rules as in Scotland as they do here in,
yeah,
America, speedy trial and all that. But still, I mean, the fact is, I think the whole concept of a contempt charge is nonsense.
I agree.
You're in court to be charged with some sort of crime, supposedly. Now, in this particular case, no one was harmed. In my opinion, there was no crime.
Well,
he didn't harm another person or their property by being naked walking down the street.
Yeah.
So I don't think that there's a crime there in the first place. But if there is a crime there, charge him with that crime, sentence him, and be done with it. I guess that's what they're doing.
Isn't it funny, Ian, because what we're doing here is really questioning even the very functional paradigm of how a government court system
and
can
really,
even function.
That's how it comes down.
Who dissent from allowing that court system to function in that way, should they be allowed to have their day in court just like everybody else? They're having their tax money taken from them to pay for the stinking court.
Well, so is everyone else.
Right.
So now,
what do you do? Majority rule, everybody has to wear a certain color because the majority said
sure.
so?
Same kind of mentality.
Right.
The fact is, now everybody who didn't want to see this guy naked and everybody who didn't care, whatever your opinion is on his nakedness, you're paying to feed and, well, not clothe him, but to feed and house this man for 19 months. If you live in Scotland.
Who would have thought that such an absurd thing would really highlight the lack of functionality of a government court system? Because it breaks down. I mean, what other things are you going to allow or not allow? Well, we have to allow. It seems to work okay, guard. Well, it doesn't work for this guy.
It doesn't work for him, but I'm not sure that our system's breaking down because the naked guy won't wear pants.
The system breaks down the more people refuse to participate with its absurd rules.
How's it going for him? He's been in jail for 19 months.
Clearly, he is principled enough to go through with this, and this is important enough in his life to do that, as with Lauren Canario, it was important for her as well. If there are more people like them, then yes, you will start to see the breakdown of the system. Because can you imagine if, you know, everybody that went in, and this is not going to happen, but imagine it, if everybody that went in for possession of marijuana charges refused to go to court, or they refused to cooperate with the system, it would be so clogged and so screwed over.
You know, I say sell T-shirts on behalf of the naked. Oh, you couldn't do that, Bill, because you'd never wear them.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Tattoos. You could tattoo.
There you go.
That'd be an option. 800-259-9231. If you're against the Naked Rambler, would love to hear from you. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo. Head to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
We go to the phones to the fun. Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Oh. Y'all got me rolling tonight, man.
Hey, man. What's on your mind, dude?
I was thinking if I started doing that where I live, the divorce rate would go up 50%.
Have you started being naked in public, you mean?
Yeah,
that's because the women would be throwing themselves at you, Jeremy.
Yeah, right. I know, man. It'd be terrible. Then all the Baptists would be after me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Mike Huckabee, look out, you know.
I'm not saying I recommend being naked in public. I just think that people should just get over their, whatever the hell it is their issue is with nudity, they need to get over it.
Well, I think this guy needs to find a good nudist colony to move to or something. I mean, If it's either putting clothes on or my freedom, I think I'm going to choose putting clothes on.
I think most people are like you, but, you know, I have to respect the guy. I really do, because it takes a lot of conviction, and really, he obviously really believes in what his values are.
Either that or he needs some mental help. I mean, the guy could be, and then he could have allergies to clothes, because what... Everyone knows a lot of the stuff you buy out of these department stores anymore is just full of insecticides and no. Maybe he's allergic to something that's in clothes. You know.
That's even better. A naked guy with a rash.
That's an excellent, you know, that would be an approach, though. I mean, obviously, it's too late for him to use this, but you could tell that to the judge. Look, sorry, judge, I can't wear clothes. I'm allergic.
By him.
Hey, did y'all go to any parties last night for Ron Paul?
No, it was a blizzard here. So
it was not a blizzard here.
That's what they call those things.
It was a great
nonsense.
Turnout for the most part. We had to get together, and we all got together in the coolest schoolhouse and everything, and rented for like $35, and we all gathered there and partied and hooked up online and donated money. It was awesome.
That's cool. How many people were there?
I think we had all together, the in and outs combined, I'd guess about 80 to 100.
All right.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, that is just incredible. And this is in a relatively small market, Kalispell, Montana. I think there's only 25,000 people that live there. So to have 100 people turn out for something like that is just mind-blowing to me. And, Jeremy, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, have you seen the picture? There was a great... At LouRockwell.com, there was on their blog, somebody posted, they took the meetup groups. You know, Ron Paul has all these meetup groups around the country, and we know he has more than the other candidates, but they did this brilliant little animated GIF, this animated picture online that really showed it how overwhelming the number of these meetup groups was. What they had was the picture of the country, United States, and then the little pinpoints in the map to show where each of the meetup groups were. And they started with, like, you know, Joe Biden's meetup groups, and there was 5 of them. And then they went to, Hillary Clinton, and then they went to, you know, they sort of went up the line as, you know, each candidate had more and more meetup groups. And just the Ron Paul amount of pins was... stunning. It was amazing. There are Ron Paul pins everywhere. And most of the pins on the other candidates' maps were, you know, we want a meetup group. There wasn't actually a meetup group there. 90% of Ron Paul's pins were actual meetup groups. Mm. I mean, there are these groups of Ron Paul fanatics all across the country. There's probably one of them near you doing things similar to what Jeremy was just talking about. You can go to RonPaul2008.com and find them through that website. Great way to link up with like-minded people and get active and start promoting liberty.
Yeah, and you know, talking about promoting liberty, that's the key, Ian, because a lot of times I think people who believe in individual liberty can become very confrontational. It's very easy for them if you get in a conversation with someone to sort of blow them out of the water with a lot of history, a lot of economic knowledge or whatever, or just drawing them out through logic.
Right, and not to mention that the concept of liberty is anti-aggressive force.
Yes. Yeah.
So therefore, anybody who's not for liberty is for aggressive force.
Exactly. So you resent it.
Yeah, they're an attacker.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that I keep trying to stress myself if I'm talking to somebody. I get frustrated sometimes because I know that they don't see themselves as an aggressor, but they are supporting.
They're just trying to help, trying to make the system work.
Right, and they don't. And so that way of so many of the Ron Paul supporters to almost in a seductive way convince someone to pull them in rather than confronting them. That's unique, I think, for a lot of candidates. A lot of candidates, they'll go out there and they'll say, oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. For the supporters of Ron Paul, they say, look, you know, we've got a better way, and this way is peace and commerce.
I think that everyone who considers themselves pro-liberty, whether you call yourself a libertarian or whatever you want to label yourself, free marketeer, anarchist, anarcho-capitalist, whatever, voluntarist, I think that anybody that's taking a pro-liberty position really should go and do some research into methods of persuasion, because it's exactly what you're talking about, Gardner. If you get into an argument with somebody, it's completely non-productive, because when you get into an argument, like we do on Free Talk Live, don't follow Free Talk Live's example on air, because we have to be a little bit more confrontational in order to be entertaining on the radio. But in real life, when you're dealing with somebody, and especially somebody you care about, you know, somebody that you know personally, a coworker, a family member, friend, it's really critical that you use persuasion as opposed to argumentation, because if you argue, what happens is that the other person in the argument, everybody in an argument digs their trench, and then they just lob bombs at one another, and they wait, you know, verbal bombs. They wait until the other person is done talking so they can start talking. No one's actually listening to what anybody has to say, and by the time everything is said and done, you've effectively verbally beaten up your friend, and everybody feels awful, and that's, you know, that's how you end the conversation.
That's a great point.
There's the Advocates for Self-Government is an organization that's dedicated to helping liberty-minded people persuade instead of argue, and I highly recommend that people visit them at theadvocates.org and take a look at what they have.
Some of those folks are going to be at the Liberty Forum.
Sharon Harris, the president.
Sharon, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something else, too, Ian, and I think on your show you guys are exceptional because you do try to take that approach as often as you think you might not.
Sometimes. It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
I will,
you're
with someone who's
right.
reasonable, but if somebody's getting on the phone yelling or being a jerk, then
you
I'll be a jerk back.
But what's interesting is you look at the honesty of the people who are supporting Ron Paul versus the other folks who are, you know, whether it's the Hillary Clintons or the Barack Obamas or the John Edwards or the Mike Huckabees or any of those guys. They're trying to hide their background. They're trying to sell you a bill of goods. And those people, they've already got their connections. They've got their particular corporate connections, their particular party affiliates, their party affiliates in various states who are all tied to them like it's like babies to the womb through the umbilical. And yet the Ron Paul thing is a different phenomenon where it's people who have met each other because of philosophical interests, because of a belief in principle. That's the key. And they've come together.
Or at the very least, they heard something they like, and they're hopefully going to discover the principle.
And they realize that Ron Paul can't be bought. Of all the candidates out there, Ron Paul cannot be bought.
That's right.
He hasn't been bought yet, at least.
But I just can't imagine that he can. He's been in the House of Representatives for 10 terms. You'd think that if they were going to buy him, they'd have bought him by now.
Speaking of Ron Paul, we go to Trey in Austin, trying him for the second and final time. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. Trey, Austin, going once. Trey, Austin, going twice.
Can you hear me?
What's up, Trey?
Hey, how's it going, y'all? I was just going to brag on Austin for our tea party yesterday and then talk about how Social Security would destroy my mother's business.
So what happened with the tea party?
Okay, so the tea party, we only had about 220 people RSVP'd for it. I was not one of them, but got down there about 45 minutes early. There's already 100 people there, and by the time we started marching, I was going to estimate 700 or 800, but the crowd control cop the crowd control cop told us there was 1,000 plus. So it was a pretty impressive. When we left the Capitol grounds, we got about 5 blocks away.
And then you're going to tell me what happened. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. From what I understand, there were these little versions of the tea parties going on all across the country yesterday. We'll get the rest of the story here and talk to you about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. The First Line of Defense Kit is a designed kit to give you daily protection and also from the big nasty infections like resistant TB, Acinetobacter, and viruses that are spreading worldwide. NutriDefense blocks passage and entry into your cells with natural technologies of custom designed. NutriMune boosts your natural killer cell activity with a capacity second to none. Defense wipes will kill pathogens on contact without any toxicity to babies or the environment. And nanomasks are truly certified to block even the smallest virus particles. Together, this is called the First Line of Defense Kit. Order yours for family protection today and for the big biodefense challenges of the future, including avian flu and bioweapons releases or accidents. Call at 888-212-8871 to order or securely online at Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's again 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live and get your shopping done all at the same time, then go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. It is the holiday shopping season. And as I understand it, the free Super Saver shipping at Amazon is going to run out as far as if you want to get it in time for Christmas.
The deadline's coming up. It's like the 21st.
It's like right now. Yeah, today is the last day to order. So as I speak, if you want to get your items free Super Saver shipping by Christmas, go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Of course, you can always pay more for better shipping options. But nonetheless, there are 41 categories you can shop in, purchase pretty much anything you might possibly want. We just got some frontline for the kitty recently. I mean, they got everything. So just go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. You can even buy used items. We'll still get a cut. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. You may not believe, or you may believe, this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, everyone pays the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We go back to Trey in Austin, who just begun telling us about their tea party yesterday. Of course, for those that don't know, if you are outside of the Liberty circles, the Ron Paul campaign, of course, is just this tremendous, decentralized juggernaut of activists all across the country that are out there self-organizing and doing what they think is right to help promote Ron Paul's candidacy. Something that was going on yesterday was this Ron Paul money bomb, where people all around the country were saying,
sending in contributions. They totaled $6 million in internet contributions in one 24-hour period. Tremendous level of success. But at the same time, as people were sitting at their computers sending in those contributions, many people were going out and having these actual reenactments of the Boston Tea Party, not just in Boston, though it was happening in Boston, but all around the country. And so you were telling us about what happened down there in Austin. You said, what, 1,000 people turned out for this thing?
That's the rumor, and I was, for scale, when we planned it, or when they planned it, they didn't expect that many people, so they didn't do a parade permit or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the cops saw how big it was getting, so they ended up giving us the lane of the road to march in instead of the sidewalk.
Wow.
And we walked a good 15 blocks or so down to a park and did the reenactment there in front of a lake. And really an amazing positive reaction. Two hecklers the whole way, and that conversation went something like, I won't vote for him because Republican, and I said, do you want out of Iraq in 2013 or 2009? And the guy said, but what about the children? Literally. I mean, that's what he said to me. But
what about the children of Iraq that are getting their houses blown up?
The parade was moving at that point, so I just kept going. And actually, as the parade went on, we had more people join and go with us.
Wow.
And on the way back, I would say like every other or every third car was honking at us and giving us support. So
that's awesome.
Amazing community for Ron Paul.
Fantastic. Hey, just a quick question. I know that all these people were doing this Boston Tea Party reenactment. Did you hear of anybody getting like arrested or ticketed for littering? I mean, people were dumping things in lakes and bays and that sort of thing. Did you go and pick them up after you were done? How did that work?
Yeah, it seems like most of the groups, what they did was they had something like a cardboard box with some strips of wood nailed or taped to it or whatever, and then normally they had them tied to a piece of string so they could lasso them in, or had someone go out in the lake and retrieve them. Some news articles made a point to say that too, which I thought was good, so we wouldn't think we were littering in there. But
I was just curious about that. I don't know if that's as powerful to reel them back in after you've thrown them into the bay, but I guess the symbology's still there.
Right,
so
they're not taxing the tea now. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's 1,000 people cheering them on. It was hilarious. They'd pick one up and show us what it said and say, like, CIA, and 1,000 people would boo, and then they'd throw it in the river, and 1,000 people would start cheering. And the people on the boat had George Bush and Hillary masks on, and then they had like some people row up in canoes, and they would fight and throw fits as they would steal the tea and like throw it. It was funny.
That's cool, man. Thanks for sharing that story, Trey. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, real briefly, quick story. I talked to my mom. She's in the medical industry. She does surgical assisting. She bills as a second surgeon on surgeries.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You get pretty good money for that.
And she bills through insurance separately, and I asked her, if you had to take all Medicare payments, how long would you stay in business? And she said if she had to take half Medicare payments, she would shut down the business and do something else because she couldn't make any money.
Wow.
So that's where you're going if you want socialized, and you're going to lose the cream of the crop.
Yep, all the good doctors and good people in the healthcare industry will get fed up, just like the good cops get fed up with the system and bail out and go find something
else. They got into the medical industry to help people and to do medicine. They didn't get in there to fill out your stinking paperwork for your single payer system or whatever crap that they're labeling socialized medicine.
Yep. Trey, great call, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone call. It's Bradley in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bradley.
Oh.
Bradley, you're on with Ian Gard and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I did want to make some comments about healthcare, but since you were talking about civil disobedience a little earlier, I thought I would just mention something I just found out today.
Okay, what's that?
I guess it's been happening for a while, but it wasn't really in the news up here too much, and I just noticed an article about it by a guy named Pierre Lemieux, is sort of a libertarian writer up here in Canada.
So what's going on?
There's a group of people called the, I guess I should say anyone who doesn't live in Canada might not know, we have a usually called C-68. It's a law that was passed a few years ago requiring everyone to register, all the guns themselves to be registered.
Oh, dear.
So they all got to have a little number.
So after the fact...
It's a big boondoggle.
So that's after the fact? So people that had guns prior to that law, at that point, had to register them?
Yeah, they were supposed to, but lots of people didn't because it was a big bureaucratic mess.
Right.
Anyway, there was a group of people called the Unregistered Firearms Association, Firearm Owners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they
that seems
publicly,
like a bad group to be belonging to.
Well, their civil it was a civil disobedience thing. They,
yeah, I gotcha. That's very brave on their part.
Openly refused to obey the laws.
And, right.
Well, I guess just this month, earlier this month, the one of the founders and his wife were finally charged with disobeying that law. And
what is the what is the penalty? Do you know?
Well, they haven't been sentenced yet, but it's probably a lot of jail time.
Oh man!
Wow! Wow!
Now, I imagine they, you know, they've raided that organization. I mean, were all the people, the members, were they public? Was there a member list somewhere to where they might go after the rest of the members?
That I don't actually know, but there was because it was a intentionally civil disobedience movement. Like they were challenging the law openly.
Sure.
A lot of them were public, made their names public as a, you know, they wanted people to know who they were.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, the name of this guy that was just recently charged, his name is Bruce Montague, and so anyone in Canada or anywhere who's interested can
Look that up. Maybe send him some contributions or something to help defend him.
He's got a legal defense fund on his website.
That's Bruce Montague, and what was the name of the organization again?
The Canadian Unregistered Firearms Owners Association.
Very brave. You know, I'm a fan of anybody that has the courage to engage in civil disobedience. Obviously, they knew that they knew what the risks were when they got involved with that one. That's sad. I'd always heard that Canada was somewhat firearm friendly. I guess that's changing, huh?
Well, it used to be relatively. I mean, they've always there's been really severe restrictions on handguns for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, long guns and like, rifles and shotguns and such.
Right.
Oh, that's because you can't kill anybody with a long gun. What's that all about? What are they? Are they afraid that people are going to conceal the handgun or something? What do you think the rationale is there, if any?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Silly.
Sort of politically, we have this problem in Canada up here. A lot of the laws on the firearms are made to sort of make the city people feel good.
Okay. So you get national sort of laws that are targeted towards people in the cities. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's just in Canada, our criminal law is national. We have a federal criminal code.
Really? So do the provinces have their own criminal code, or it's all federal?
Well, they do have some, but the primary criminal law is federal.
To hear that. I mean, there's certainly plenty of federal criminal laws now in America, but constitutionally it wasn't supposed to be that way. So
I was getting at. It's sort of the opposite here in Canada.
Right. I can empathize with you there. Thanks for bringing that story up, man. Good hearing from you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. And good luck to those folks that are engaged in that form of civil disobedience or any form, because really, it's I think it's the obligation of liberty-loving people to stand up against tyranny in whatever way they think is best, and I absolutely support those folks. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Want to know?